Many, or perhaps most people in this world, would give everything they have to have the one thing that they believe would make them happy in this life. We've seen athletes spend many hours and a lot of money trying to be best at their sport. We've heard of people giving up all manner of things just to climb the corporate ladder. We've even seen some practically sell their souls for a bit of power. But truth be told, the exhilaration that comes the moment when one reaches the top ends up being just that, only a moment. It doesn't last. The problem isn't that we as human beings shouldn't be willing to sacrifice to give our all for something. The problem is too often we sacrifice for things that can never fully satisfy us. This week in our gospel, Jesus tells us several stories which compare the kingdom of God to various sorts of treasures. Jesus tells us that the kingdom of God is truly a treasure, although I think most of us seldom think of it that way. My favorite one is how he calls the kingdom of God a pearl of great price. And gaining the kingdom of God is something that won't be a fleeting pleasure, my friends. It will be a happiness that never goes away. The question is, how far are we willing to go to seek out Jesus Christ, to build our relationship with him, and to give our all, not just for us to know him, but then to share that pearl of great price with any person that we meet? The history of the church is replete with those who did precisely that. They gave up everything for the kingdom of God, sacrificed things here on earth to gain a great treasure in heaven. The easiest examples for me to recall are all the martyrs and saints of the past 2,000 years. But there are others too. For 2,000 years, there have been many millions who have lived obscure, seemingly ordinary lives in which it seems everything was sold for the sake of the kingdom. And we, subsequent generations, have often been the recipients of those people's incredible generosity. Well, it's in that context that I want to talk about this building that we are in even now and give you an update on the planning process and capital campaign that we have engaged in for a few years. And then at the end of it, I want to offer you a challenge. So let me begin with that capital campaign update. By January of 2017, that's this year, we had already received $3 million in cash and pledges towards the new building and reducing the debt of the school. That's really great. It's the largest amount our parish had ever done. So for that, I say thank you. But with this amount, what we could do is do the entire shell of the new building, plus pay down the debt, and we could also install an elevator. And I knew that I didn't want to be the one that made that decision, and so I called together all the leadership of the parish finance council, the pastoral council members, and all the people who were involved in planning the capital campaign. And I asked them to come together and to make a decision how we were going to proceed. They met, and over a couple of meetings, they actually came to a unanimous decision. And you know, unanimous decisions, those aren't easy to come to. They said this: if we are to raise an additional $1 million, we could not only get the shell and elevators built, we could also have a new working kitchen and new bathrooms, which we are in desperate need of. And so we're going to make one final effort to ask our people for two things. First, we want to let you, the parishioners, know that we are at the point that we can, no matter what, announce to you that we will be breaking ground in spring of 2018. So therefore, we will ask those who haven't yet made a commitment to do so. I heard a number of people say, you know, Father, I won't see it in my lifetime. Well, guess what? If you're alive a year from today, you will see it happening. And then secondly, rather than do a debt reduction campaign when everything is done, We would like to try to do what we can now. And so we will ask those who have already made a commitment to see if they can extend their pledge an additional 2 to 3 years. Here's what they said, that even if 2/3 of those who pledged did so, we would be able to reach an additional $1 million. And finally, quietly, the committee members wanted to make a challenge to the rest of the parish. And so what they've done already is they've raised $375,000 in additional commitments of that $1 million. That means that you, the rest of the parishioners, only need to raise another $625,000 in additional commitments. And so what we are going to do, we're going to build that building, but what we're going to do on the inside is completely dependent on you. Look for some letters with details and pledge cards to come out to you in the next few weeks. And once again, I want to thank you for your great generosity, for all that you've already done. One final story I want to tell you. I quite honestly have been amazed almost every time I've walked into this majestic building the last 10 years. I know others have had the same experience. Just a couple days ago, there were some seminarians that I was hosting that went to World Youth Day last year. A couple of them hadn't seen the church, so I said, "You want to see it? We came here, and I wish you could have seen how wide their eyes got when they saw this." I also remember, a day many years ago, I was up front praying in the front in a place where no one could see me if you come in the main doors. And it was fun to hear some visitors come in. There was an audible gasp and then talking and saying how beautiful they thought this building was. It brought a smile to my face. What is more amazing is knowing that this building, this church, was built during the Great Depression, 1933 and 1934. Think of that. Our forebears had to sacrifice quite a bit to hand on this treasure to us so that it might be a place where countless thousands would encounter Jesus Christ and encounter the promise of salvation, encounter healing and hope. And now it is our turn to do what needs to be done, to shine up this pearl of great price, and then to hand it on to future generations, that they too might find a place of great welcome where Christ is praised and his salvation is proclaimed. As Jesus says, "Where your treasure is, there your heart also will be."